Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 3 minutes past ten.
BBC Weather.
And here we are, halfway through the week. It's Wednesday night, and I hope you're good. I'm Paul Griffiths. This is The Late Show. And tonight, the showers will ease, a mixture of clear spells and variable cloud, turning increasingly clear into the early hours. Tonight's low, not too bad, 6 degrees. Into Thursday, a morning of sunshine, replaced then by cloudy skies, and a band of patchy rain will move north, and maybe hill snow as well. Drier and brighter in the afternoon, and windy in a cold day, with highs of around 11 degrees. Lots on the show tonight, including some amazing songs. The Cars coming up, Kylie and Gloria Gaynor, and first, Bryan Adams.
The sound of North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
Wednesday night across Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire. Hope you're good. Paul Griffiths here on The Late Show, in for Russell Walker until Friday, and then hopefully Russell's back next week. He's had the lurgy. I wish him a speedy recovery alongside producer Darren. And that's Bryan Adams for starters. Summer of 69 from an amazing album from the mid-1980s, and the album Reckless. One of the first CDs I ever bought, that, actually. And not many people bought CDs in the 1980s. Towards the back end of the 1980s, I saved and saved and saved my paper round money and bought a CD player. It was really expensive. And so were the discs as well. But that was well worth the money, that one. So you've heard today, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in trending, about the government rules that have come into play, meaning larger restaurants and takeaway chains must display calorific content on their everyday items for offer. I'm glad, though, that I don't know the calories that go into my home cooking. Because if I knew the calories from my dinner tonight, I'd have to do probably a 1,000-mile run just to burn it off. There's some things better off not known, right? Also today, I treated myself to a power nap, and I tell you what, I will not be doing that tomorrow. It made me feel absolutely rubbish. I woke up and I'm like, did I lose an hour's sleep somewhere there? Anyway, I digress. Got a busy show for you tonight. Who am I? Famous celebrity in the news today. Three clues to who that person is. And I'm going to test you in the next 5 or 10 minutes, to get ready for that. What's the name of the show? Last night was a bit of a challenge for you, wasn't it? A TV show was A Country Practice, one of those Australian imports. And tonight, I think, might get you. But it is one of the most incredible TV themes ever. It's one of those songs that should have been released as a single, because I think it would have been a number one hit. I will do that after 11 o'clock tonight. Loads and loads of great music. Kylie's disco album is really good. If you've not sampled it, so many great collaborations. Like this one with Gloria Gaynor on The Late Show.
I don't want to write another love song. I need you here with me.
Good song, that, isn't it? Marshmello and Churches, and here with me on The Late Show across Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire. It's Paul Griffiths here on for Russ. Russ is back next Monday, but myself and producer Derba having a fun week with you, and thanks for being there. Really appreciate you listening. So, first two clues for Who Am I? This is our famous celebrity who is in the news today, and you'll find out a little bit more about this story later in trending. I'm an English singer-songwriter born in Halifax in 1991. I began writing songs around the age of 11. And clue number two, my first hit single has a TV show title connection. All will become apparent when you get the answer. I'll tell you what the connection is as well, one of my favourite TV shows growing up. That song was actually released a whole decade ago, 10 years, 2012. And since then, I've gone on to sell 150 million records worldwide. That person's been very busy in the last decade, don't you think? 150 million records. And I've got some of them. Probably you have too. And we play quite a few here on the BBC. Who do you think that is? And we will give you a mention whether you are right or wrong on The Late Show before 11 o'clock. Remember this song from the 1980s, and of course, lead singer not around anymore, but the songs live on. Synonymous, of course, with Live Aid and those harrowing pictures on the screen back in July 1985. The Cars, of course, and Drive on The Late Show from the BBC.
Who's gonna tell you when?
Regarding Years and Years, Hallucination on The Late Show from the BBC. Here we are then, Wednesday night, 10:31. I'm treating April as one of those months to do things I've never done before in my 46 years of existence. And this week it's kind of food related. So today I had something to eat for the first time in my life. Most of you probably eat this on a regular basis. It's the first time I've ever tried it in its form. And I loved it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, why have I wasted 46 years not consuming more of this? I'll tell you what it is very soon. But I think I enjoyed it that much. Tomorrow, I'll be having more. And the good thing about it, it's pretty much calorie free. Oh, you're intrigued now, aren't you? And quite filling. Going to share it with you very soon on The Late Show. Famous celebrity in the news today. You might have clocked this on the news a little earlier, but if you didn't, and I know you've been hanging on for clue three, so here it is. Thinking out loud, not many people know that I am the second cousin of Gordon Burns, who hosted the British game show The Krypton Factor. I used to love The Krypton Factor. Well, I kind of tell a lie there. I loved the end bit of The Krypton Factor when they did the assault course. That was the bit I really enjoyed as a kid. The other bits, a bit boring for me, in fairness. So that's clue three. That's the new one added to the mix. Who do you think that is now? 0800 389 3333. You can text us as well. Put Russ at the start, 81333, or WhatsApp, 08000 321 333. And Russ goes at the start. Gordon Burns. It's not on the TV anymore, but he was legendary on The Krypton Factor. And I always thought that I stood a good chance of doing the assault course. Until it came to the zip wire over the mud, I would have gone head first every single time. When you love someone, it's natural, not demanding. Gonna make this a night to remember. It was the guy from Shalimar who did the first moonwalk on Top of the Pops, wasn't it? And then Michael Jackson got his inspiration. That song, amazing. Night to Remember. On The Late Show from the BBC, I'm Paul Griffiths. Hope you are good. I'm in for Russ. Anyway, I'm here till 1 o'clock. We're playing Who Am I? Now, I did share with you a little earlier that I tried some kind of food today for the first time in my whole life. I'm 46, right? I make no secret of the fact I'm 46 and I've never tried this before until today. And it's virtually calorie free. I've never had, until today, corn on the cob. Never had it. Amazing, isn't it? My goodness. There's no butter on it. Just roast it off in the oven or grill it or whatever you're going to do. It is incredible, isn't it? I've never tried it before. What on earth have I been missing? What kind of sheltered life have I lived so far? Now, let me just add this, because I'm using April as a chance to try new things. And I think that's a good start. I've never tried, get this, a cup of coffee. Never had a cup of coffee in 46 years. Never had one. So tomorrow, that is the plan. Try a cup of coffee. And I think we're doing this show quite late at night. It might be an opportunity to maybe try one before coming on air, or maybe not. So coffee is on the list tomorrow. And then there's a list of other stuff that I've never tried. Blueberries. Never tried blueberries. Never tried scones. Or scones. Never tried them. Frozen yogurt, never tried that. It's a long list. And I will share these experiences with you on the air during the rest of the week. But it's coffee tomorrow. I'm going to take a sip for the very first time. Whether I like it or not, I'm not sure. I like the smell of it, but never, ever had a cup of coffee. But corn on the cob, that's on my dinner again tomorrow, that. Absolutely. Okay, famous celebrity. I'm going to give you the answer to this very soon. Lots of you got it right. Dean, well done to you. Phil in Hull. Martin's got it as well. Robert, Jean and Phil at Bowlby. Prolific on this show, you guys. Mike in Hull, I think might have been the first right tonight, I think. And also Peter and Bradford, loads of you getting it. I've given you the three clues. I will give you the answer next. But you've got another 5 minutes to get your guess in at, 20 to 11 now. And your final clue, you just got this. And this was quite interesting, actually. Thinking out loud, not many people know this, but I am the second cousin of Gordon Burns, who used to host the British game show, The Krypton Factor. He was also a TV news anchor as well, wasn't he? On the Northwest's kind of look north equivalent. So what do you reckon? Answer coming up very soon on The Late Show from the BBC, and this is stunning. You say you love. Aircheckdownloads.com.